As Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory comes to Broadway this spring, across town, a real-life Willy Wonka is whipping up his own new confections. Allison McCabe takes us inside the darkly whimsical world of a mysterious Brooklyn candy alchemist.
This tiny storefront lab isn't easy to find. The facade is black. The signage is practically non-existent. Inside, behind a purple satin curtain, a scientist toils away on his latest invention.
There's so many variables, the temperature, the humidity, to look at solubility charts, when you add certain ingredients.
Not much is known about this man in black who calls himself Eugene J.
Since it's a 7-hour process, you get kind of taken away. Pretty much have to put in earplugs and enter a state of zen, I suppose.
As hundreds of Day-Glo pellets tumble hypnotically inside a revolving silver sphere, he recalls some of his earliest prototypes.
Everyone else had an easy bake oven, and I had this like candy making kit which with like a little double boiler and little gizmos to cast dummies into little molds.
Eugene J. studied chemical engineering in college, then took a job in manufacturing. But he continued his experiments after hours. He moved to Berlin, not far from a popular nightclub.
I would bike out at 2 a.m. in the morning and out of a briefcase sell my double-sided lollipops.
Returning to New York, he quit his day job to apprentice at Dylan's Candy Bar, stocking shelves at what's billed as the world's largest confectionery emporium. What he lost in salary, he gained in inspiration.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
Stocking Wonka nerds and Wonka runts or Wonka sweethearts. You know, Wonka was fully in my head.
He opened the Eugene J. Candy Company a year ago, stocking wax fangs, gummy brains, and scads of other offbeat novelties. He also makes his own candy called FG Freaks, a playful nod to Willy Wonka's rival, Fickle Gruber.
So we're just going to take a ladle over here and add some of this sugar syrup to the batch.
But when pushed for details, he's not entirely forthcoming.
You're in Wonka's realm now, so anything is possible.
When the batch is complete, he funnels the freaks into a glass apothecary jar, stamps the wax top with an off-kilter jack-o'-lantern, and places it on a slanted shelf. Part candy, part curio.
There is something to embrace about the perfectly imperfect.
These kids find Eugene J.'s mysterious freaks irresistible.
I like it. Good.
For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe in Brooklyn.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew, cover it in chocolate and a miracle or two? The Candyman. The Candyman can.